What obstructions to the flow of your life do you encounter when you turn your computer on? Are you a person that says, I'm not much of a computer person, I don't know much about computers, I just want them to work? And are you a person that is continuously and continually frustrated by the fact that the computer just doesn't work as fast as it is supposed to? Are you frustrated by the fact that your computer gets clogged up and simply won't do what it is that you want your computer to do? How is your internet connection functioning? Is it fast enough for you? Or do you have to wait a long time for connections to be made or information to be received and transferred? What is the restriction in the flow of information in your own computer interface through the internet? Perhaps you're not frustrated. Perhaps there is no obstruction in the flow for you, but perhaps there is. If you're like many, you say to yourself and to others, I just want it to work. Consider another habit. Consider a dedication today to taking action that will increase the flow of information through your computer to you and from you through your computer to others. This may mean you'll need to get expert help from a computer consultant. They are available. People can help you at long distance. It actually doesn't cost that much. Perhaps you have a neighbor. Incidentally, young people, many of them, are experts at fixing computers. Have you ever considered hiring a teenager, either a relative of yours, even a child or a grandchild, or a neighbor's child who simply knows about computers? They would love to be able to work on your computer and see if they can fix it, if they know about computers. You see, there are many solutions to the lack of flow in computers. You may need another internet provider. You may need to increase the speed. There are technical issues. These are not issues that you need to address unless you are interested in addressing them, but there are people who can help. Increase the flow of information from you to others and from others to you, and allow entrainment to work in your favor. As your computer begins to work faster, quicker, and without any glitches or obstructions, watch what happens to your symptoms. Our symptoms are manifested in our external world through entrainment. So let's reverse it. Let's repair the blockages in our physical environment as are evidenced from computer glitches. And as our computers begin to work with greater flow, let's allow that to entrain into our physical bodies as whatever blockages to the flow in our physical bodies are removed. Constipation is cleared. Talking becomes easier. Freezing is thawed. Mobility is enhanced. Flow throughout every moment of our life becomes part of who we are. Healing, you see, can be approached from outside as well as from inside. use entrainment to your great advantage. It is powerful. It will succeed in helping you to feel a great deal better. Watch. If your computer is ill, as your computer begins to feel better, so will you. Isn't that cool? This is Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.